I know it's different timing for us, but let's get with it anyway. Ephesians 4. God was gracious to us in our last class. He showed us some stuff that we hadn't seen before, so we're going to look at some of that same stuff again. Ephesians 4. Starting off verse 1, I'm going to let you read for a little while. Ready, read. All right, you ready? Y'all ready? Ready, read. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Stop right there. And I love verse 4. There is one body. One. Everybody say one. Come on, say it. One. Underline one every time. Underline, highlight, however you want to do it. If you're looking at a digital Bible, highlight it. One body, one Spirit. One hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to every one of us is given grace, right? But keep on saying one. I don't know where we get all these other doctrines from. All these other pathways. Jesus made it plain. He said, I am, John 14:6, I am the way. That's enough right there. We ain't got to say nothing about truth or life. I'm the way. But then, if I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Don't no man come to the Father but by me. One. Everybody say one. Come on, everybody say one. Everything is directing us to one. We know all these other different places. Everything is directing us to one. Even the Trinity, the Godhead, in the three pieces of it, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they're still. We all over the place. Bring it in. Everybody say bring it in. Verse 7. Read. But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So the grace that you're going to operate in is according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Come on, let's slow it down. Let's look at it again. But unto every one of us is given grace, right? We're given grace. But according to the measure of the gift of Christ, according to how much Christ measures up in you. That's how much grace you're going to walk in. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. According to the measure of the gift of Christ that you're operating in. According to the measure of the gift of Christ that you let take over your lifestyle. According to the measure. Whatever your little measure, little manifestation. You ever feel like you had a little manifestation before? Huh? You ever feel like you had a big manifestation? Come on, y'all. You know how we judge. There's a big one. That's a big miracle right there. That's a big miracle. They got a little miracle, right? Right? You got a big manifestation, little manifestation, right? Let's call it to the measure. Christ in you. You can have all miracles. You can walk 100% miracles. You don't believe it. You don't believe it because you don't see it. You don't believe it because your mind ain't conditioned that way. You can walk 100% miracles. You don't believe it. You ain't been conditioned that way. You can walk 100% victory. You don't believe it. We got to have some battle sometimes. Say who? Yeah. You will have some battle, but victory. Got to lose sometimes, learn how to win. Shut up. You can win all the time, though. All the time. You don't believe it because you ain't conditioned that way. I'm going to say it again. You don't believe it because you ain't conditioned that way. A certain way. You don't believe it because you ain't conditioned that way. You haven't conditioned your functioning that way. You still feel like a loser sometimes. You still feel like some things can beat you. It's the truth. Because you're not conditioned that way. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captive to the captain and gave gifts unto men. Now that he also ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that descended up far above heavens, that he might fill how many things?
All things.
That he might fill all things. We're breaking this thing down now. That he might. He did it so that he might feel it. Well, that might, got something to do with you. Thank you. Okay. He did it to fill all things. That little part right there, we ascended and descended and all that. It's talking about he died and got up. Right? And it's on the right hand of the Father right now. He did it, but that last line said that he might what? He might fill all things. You. He might fill all things about you. Okay. He might do it. It's already done. Right? But you might get filled. So here go verse 11. I'm going to help y'all some more. Now God said, I'm going to help y'all some more. You see that? God said, I'm going to help y'all. Grace. Everybody say, thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy. God, I'm glad that you love me. So God is trying to give you the ultimate cheat sheet. He's trying to give you the ultimate winning plan. So I'm because I might do it. I done died and all that. But here we go. This is what I'm going to do too. Verse 11. Read. Thank you, God. Y'all better tell him thank you. Verse 12, what he gave him for? For the edifying. And I don't read this last three words. Don't read the last three words like you just normal with that. Edifying of what? Say it a little slow. I want you to say it a little slow with a little bit more reverence. Because we get to this. The last class had living by the book. And we get to conquering stuff and we get common with it. We get common with the body of Christ. Y'all understand what you're talking about? When the Bible talks about you being the body of Christ, do you understand who you are? Do you understand who that makes you? Calm down. Have a little reverence when you're reading it. Stop skimming through this stuff like you know it already. Edifying of the body of Christ. I mean, building us up into what we're supposed to be, like Christ. That's what they're for. That's the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. That's what it's for. If you walk in any one of those offices, that's what you're going to be for. But you got to know what you're talking about. You can't edify nobody. You ain't been built up. If you can't be built up, you don't know you need to be built. How can I tell you who you are if I don't know who I am? How can I give you identity if I don't have one? Identity. Write that down, identity. We're going to get back to the right down and circle it. Verse 13, till we all, I ain't got enough time to say what I want to say tonight. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. That's still talking about one. You see that? Unity, one. Everybody say one. Until we all come into this one understanding of faith. And what is it right there? And of the knowledge of the? Until a perfect, complete, whole, mature man. And here go that measure again. Unto. Right? Unto. Now it's not according, but it says unto now. It brings you unto the measure of the stature of the fullness. It didn't say of Christ. It didn't say the measure of the stature of Christ. What did it say? The fullness. Everybody say fullness. Fullness. Come on, everybody say fullness. Fullness. What is fullness? Come on, I'll take your definitions. We never define that word, huh? Fullness. Fullness, everything. Fullness, non-emptiness. It's not halfness, not partness, not 50%-ness, fullness. How much is full? When you fill a glass, a lot of times we don't fill a glass when we drink out the glass. You really fill it. Fill my cup up. Fill my cup. Fill my cup till it run over. You know we say that a lot, right? Fill it can't run over till it's... Church unusual. Oh, my God. You ready? That's powerful. Then my cup won't run over until it's full. I ain't talking about your stuff right now. Remember the glasses? Take your glasses off. Put Jesus' glasses on real quick. All right, take your glasses off. Come on. I'm going to take your glasses off and put Jesus' glasses on right now. All right, because your glasses are like, yeah, my cup going to run over. And that's true. Praise the Lord for your bank account running over. Praise the Lord for your cup. All right, God bless that. That's the truth. But that come from what I'm about to say. Jesus' cup running over. Now, Jesus had so much to do for other people and so much anointing that he could minister to other people because his cup was full. So because his cup was full in the fullness of God, because his cup was full, he was able to minister or pass something out. Right. I can't give you nothing I ain't got. I can't put nothing on you that I ain't got on me. Here's a problem with a lot of church. Here's why we don't minister to people. Here's why we don't love people, because we're not full of love. Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all, come on, I got to get somewhere. Come on, y'all catch this. Come on. Tell your mind, say, mind, catch this. Mind. Come on, say it, say, mind, catch this. Mind. Come on, tell your mind, you got to catch this. Mind. The reason that other people aren't getting ministered to around you and things aren't changing is because you're struggling to get full. I can't teach you how to get nothing because I ain't got nothing. I can't teach you how to be healed because I'm sick. I can't teach you how to be wealthy because I'm broke. Do y'all understand it? I can't take you somewhere I ain't been.
That's true.
Joshua Kelly went over there and see, and they said, we well able to take the land. The rest of the people over there scared. It was 12 spies on, two of them came back and said, we could take it. Right? Because some of them ain't been now. So could it be that there's not more manifestation going on around me because I'm not full? You know, if my cup is full, stand up real quick. If my, come right here. If my cup, if we can put your Bible down. If my cup is full, if I'm a cup, right? There's a power connection too. If I'm a cup, I'm a cup. Right? If I'm a cup and I get filled up to the brim, stand close. Huh? Now I get filled up to the brim. You ever put two cups next to each other? Huh? If I get filled up to the brim, it might be a little spill over, but you better believe something going over.
Yes, sir.
Into the cup. So now when I ain't gotta be standing next to him, but when I rub shoulders with him, if he's in a moment where he don't have something that he need, which every joint. Huh? That's what we're here for, church unusual, right? Yeah. If I stay full, then I can help fill him up.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. If I stay full, then I can help him constantly be filled. And eventually, him being close to me is going to learn how to be filled. He's going to learn how to be a disciple. He's going to learn how to fill up and then it passes on. But I got to be full. What we've been trying to do is trying to fill somebody else up, but we empty. We ain't got the fullness of Christ. We ain't studied it long enough. We hadn't meditated long enough, but we steady trying to tell somebody some scriptures. Thank you. I appreciate it. Don't we do it? Don't we do it, church people? Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. And then we try to talk to people that don't know as much as us. Instead of surrounding yourself by some people that can pull you up, yank you up out of the dirt that you in, like Apostle do for us, huh? Apostle, yank until you catch whiplash. Just go ahead and lay down, rub your neck, get it together. Let's go back to work. Right? That's why his life is like it is. See, let me tell you something about the anointing. Can I tell you something about the anointing? Can I tell you something about the glory? Can I tell you something about how Jesus functioned? Get over this cloud and stuff landing on people. And gold dust. Get over that. I believe some of that, and I'm not saying that's not real, but some of that the enemy wants you to focus so much on that is a trick of the enemy, and now you don't see what the glory really is, and the anointing really is when a man can come in a room and know what you need and fill you up. A man could come and step to the pulpit and say something that he's so full that he fills you up. That's the anointing. If that ain't happening, I don't care about your shout, your scream, your squall, how nice your voice is, whatever. When they were singing, did you get filled? Did you feel the measure going up? Because if not, you're wasting time. You're emotional. Emotions are fleeting. Huh? You ever been real happy? Then something happened, you got real sad? Come on, y'all. Y'all know how mine work, huh? You ever been real sad? Yes, then somebody give you some good news, now you got real happy? Yes. Emotions are fleeting. Yes. There ain't nothing to build no house on. Ain't nothing but energy in motion. Mm-hmm. Right? But a man be able to come in and fill you up and tell you something. And I ain't got to holler. Mm-hmm. He ain't got to be doing none of running around and jumping and wiping his head, forehead, and screaming. And all that. He ain't got to do all that. You can do it if you want. But you better believe you got to have anointing first before you do it. Ha! They used to think Apostle, in minister time, and he goes, shh. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Shh. Bunch of these preachers running around talking about some shh. Shh. Ain't no power in it. He doing the shh because he got to get it out. You think you trying to get it in doing shh. Anyway, where is that? Y'all laughing. I'm serious. I saw him. They be like, shh. And they try to walk around like him. You ain't like him. Sit down somewhere. Yeah, come sit down somewhere. the fullness. I cannot fill another. Church unusual, say it. This is what we're doing. I can't fill nobody if I ain't full. Because God ain't tell us to give yours away, so now both of y'all empty. There's more than enough for everybody. You thought Jesus was talking about, he said, let this cup, you a cup. Let this cup pass, you a cup. Your mission, the thing God gave you, what the gifts, according to the message, you a cup. Is your cup full? I might be full, fuller. I didn't finish it, so if your mind did it, that's on you. What's in your cup? Ooh. What's in the cup? Well, the only thing that's in the cup is what you've been pouring. The only thing that's in the cup is what you've been pouring. The only thing that's in the cup is what you've been putting in. Keep your heart with all this, but out of it are the issues of life. Huh? The only thing that's in the cup is what you've been putting in. Jesus is nothing. Are we filling with that? The fullness of Christ. Say it.
The fullness of Christ.
That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive you. So that means we don't have no other doctrine. Ain't no other message but the fullness of Christ. Huh? Every subject line that we hear should be pushing us towards the what? To what? Y'all come on, some of y'all like y'all don't know. Towards what? The fullness of Christ. Everything should be going towards. One thing is needful. One. Fullness of Christ. One. Whatever meant, what the last subject line you heard? God bless that subject line. It was pushing you towards the one. The one. You get it? The last prayers you prayed or confession was pushing you towards. When you make confessions, right? The confessions are only lining you up to. It's getting your mind in order and lined up to the mind. The one. Everybody say the one. Come on, say it again. The one thing. Tell me, cared about every wind of doctrine, every doctrine. Wherever wind of doctrine, slight of men, and cunning craft, and whereby the land wait to see. But speaking the truth in love, may what? Grow up how? How? Grow up how? Come on. Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up what? Into who?
Into him.
Who is him?
Christ.
All right. And how many things?
All.
Say it even Christ. All things. Everybody say all things.
All.
Come on, say it again. Say all things.
All.
Come on, say it again. Say all things.
All.
From whom the whole body fitly joined together. Now that from whom? The all things. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact with every joint supply according to the effectual work in the measure. Look at that measure again. Look at that doggone measure again. Y'all see it? The measure of every part. Make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself, edifying, unifying, unity, one, edifying, building up, putting it together, the edifying of itself, how?
Love.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth not walk not a Gentile walk in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their, the blindness of their, the blindness of their, the blindness of your mind. Because you blind in your mind, you like a Gentile. Okay. Slow down. Do you have anything in your life that's Gentile-ish? I know that ain't a word, Gentile-ish. You know, it's ish, like it's kind of like a Gentile. I'm not a sinner, I'm not going over there. I'm talking about like, does it look like you don't have a daddy? Is there anything in your life look like you ain't got no inheritance? Is there anything going on in your life look like you ain't got no anointing? Amen. Come on, everybody. Come on. Amen. Come on. Let me. Come on. Lift those hands. Come on. You got something in there, right? Right. You got something in there. What? There's something. There's something blind about my heart. That's leaving that Gentileness inside of me. There's a blind part of my heart. There's a vanity in my mind. Vanity in my mind. What does that mean? There's a useless part in my mind. There's some stuff in my mind that's useless to what God wants. And who put it there? Me? or I let somebody put it down. There's a vanity, all Solomon started talking to you because he messed up, messing around all the women, doing all crazy. He said, all this vanity and vexation in the spirit. I'm just vexed and it's in vain. What am I doing this for? The vanities of your mind. But it's only because of the blindness of your heart. Then who being in the past feeling had given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Verse 20. Read it. And you know, I asked you last time, have we learned Christ? If so be that you have heard him, you have been taught by him. As the truth is where? So ain't nowhere else, huh? Come on, read the scripture. Come on, where we at? Verse 21, read it. So did you hear him? Is he teaching you? Come on, we're breaking this chapter down, amen? We break it down real good, huh? There'll be some good study time. Are you hearing him, and is he teaching you? Well, the teacher can't teach me if you don't come to class. Huh? Teacher can't teach me I can't hear. You can't hear him if you're hard-headed. You can't hear him if you got a button. Come on, sit up in my class and put some headphones on. And then turn whatever you listen to up. You ain't gonna hear nothing I'm saying. Huh? If you got something else going in your ears all the time, how you gonna hear him? People think I be tripping. Turn it off. Give it a break. I know it sounds good. Give it a break, though. There's a I said this in my last class I want to get over to that, but let me the Holy Ghost do it like he want to, so I ain't gonna tell him how to do it. There's a conditioning. I said this before, and I said it in my last class. I said it again. Have you ever had your alarm go off in the morning, but you missed it? Huh? Or you woke up and it's going wham, 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 but it's 20 minutes after when you were supposed to get up, and you wonder how you missed it? There's a conditioning of your ears. Watch this. Listen to me. There's a conditioning of your ears with sound. Okay? And you need to turn your TVs off, or you need to get quiet at night, or at least put a timer on your TV. If you got to go to sleep with the TV on, put a timer on it, or put the volume, do something to where it can get quiet. Here's why. And it doesn't matter what you're listening to. Your ears become conditioned. I learned this a long time ago that your ears become conditioned to sound as long as sound is going on. So now your alarm go bam, 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 bam. And they make it the most annoying sounds, ain't they? You ever try to change it? Someone got phones, you change, you can put a song on? Yeah, that don't work because you groove back to sleep. Right? So bam, bam, bam. I used to have one with an elephant. Because I needed something. I sleep hard, right? But if you've been hearing all night long, then when get here, your mind can't tell the difference between the sounds. Your mind can't tell the difference between the one that's supposed to be waking you up. Because you had too much sound going on. Let me turn some of these preachers off. I'm sorry. Turn some of them preachers off. All your little favorite preachers on TV and all that, turn them off. They ain't coming to see you.
Nope.
They not coming to do your funeral. They not sending you nothing in the mail. They not going to do it. Listen to the one you're connected to. Tell the rest of them, shut up. If God wants you connected to such over there, he'd have planted you over there. God, dog, turn it off. Sometimes if it ain't for you, it's a part of man's mind. It's just as bad as listening to everything that the devil worshipers. Turn them off. That's why you're confused now. Turn them off. So you can't even hear the sound that's waking you up. Because it's aggravating, ain't it? That sound aggravating. How you think your spirit feel? And so now when the alarm and your time comes, now when your time comes, when the great awakening, you can't get nothing done during the day until you wake up, right? So ain't nothing going to get done until you wake up. The time for you to wake up. So some of us have been sleeping. Arise thou that sleepeth. That's scripture, ain't it? When the time comes for you to wake up and the sound that's designated to wake you up is set already. You said, what time you set your clock for in the morning? Right? Just think about it. You said it, don't you? You don't just press alarm and then it just go off when it want to go off. You set it, don't it? Set time. For the set time to favor her. Until the appointed time. Galatians talk about that. Right? Until the appointed time. That appointed time for you to wake up and arise up. You can't hear a different sound. So you stay asleep a little longer. Because you already had something on. And there's so much noise going on that you can't tell the difference between the sound that's supposed to wake you up.
Quiet down. Quiet down. Quiet down. Quiet down. Let him speak to you. You got too much noise.
You get in the car, listen to the radio. Then somebody call you. So they got the radio and the phone call going on. Then you get off the phone, it's texting. Then you get home, then you're texting. Then as soon as you get home, the show on. You realize there's always something on? Y'all remember it used to be when TVs go off, right? Huh? It used to go off and shh, da-da-da, the little flag waving. And you just, when a little kid, you just sit there hoping something else come on after this. Don't let this be the end. It's just a, they must be trying to fix something right now, you know? Come on, don't let it be the end. It's over with. You ain't getting no more TV till after school tomorrow. Right? Ain't that right? Yeah. Now it's something always on. You get in your car, there's something on several stations. Somebody always got to talk about something, don't they? Yeah. Somebody always got to call you. My phone be going off. Quiet down. If you quiet down, you hear the sound that's going to wake you up. If you quiet down, you hear the thing that's supposed to get you up out and get you to doing what you've been called to do. Majority of life in Christianity is still sleep. They're not doing what God called them to do. They're just doing something until then. And we patting ourselves on the back. Making myself feel good. Y'all know how we do. Huh? Come on. But you know something deeper. I ain't saying you got to go start no church. That ain't everybody thing to start no church. Trust me, if you ain't supposed to start no church, please don't start one. It's going to be the end of you. You got to have a grace and a gift. You get it? Anything that God calls you got to have a grace and a gifting for that. Right? But do y'all know it's something deeper, right? Yes, sir. Come on, y'all ain't not answering me. Y'all acting like, I don't know, y'all going to be thinking hard, huh? Y'all thinking hard. Y'all know it's something deeper, huh? Yes, sir. Y'all know it's something further than where you at, right? We don't want to own up to a lot of times we think we know. You know you ain't. Right. Own up. Own up. Own up to it. The first way to find out if you need instruction, you need directions, is find out you lost. The Bible says, seek and save that which is lost. We thought he was talking about sinners. He just said, save sinners if you're talking about sinners. He talking about lost people. They got lost people in the church. You ain't where you're supposed to be, you're lost. Truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, was corrupt and called deceitful lust. Verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And we know we're talking about, he's still dealing our mind a little earlier. We're talking about the blindness of our hearts, right? And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Renew. We can think of some other reword. What's another reword? Repeat. Replay. Re-what? React. Repent. Come on, there's a lot of re-thing. What does re mean? Do it again, huh? So, okay. So I can replay. Everybody say replay. But I can't replay something that hadn't been. True or not true?
True.
Right? I can't rewind something that wasn't winded or wound before, right? I can't do something again that wasn't done before. So if it tells me to be renewed in the spirit of my mind, then if I got to do it again, that means there's the time that it was already. Now you made it, I don't know when that was. I don't know. I've been renewing all my life. Huh? Yes, come on, you've been renewing all your Christian life. Yes, all your Christian life you've been, right? You ain't never knew about being, it was new already, huh? Yeah. We didn't even know it, my mind was new. But at one time it had to be new because you couldn't renew if it wasn't new already. I can't renew the subscription. Like I can't make the subscription active again if it wasn't active before. You get a new account, then you renew your subscription, right? Right, but it had to be new at one time before. The blindness of your heart. Now your heart is only blind because you choose to be blind. Your heart can only see because you choose not to see the things you need to see. You're only blind in your heart because you choose not to look at the things that give you vision. Did y'all hear the statement? I don't know if y'all heard it. The only reason you're blind in your heart is because you choose not to look at the things that give you vision. I've learned, I got a new book I'm reading, and it's strictly about the mind. It's talking about your mind, about getting your mind together, right? And I've been paying attention. I know how powerful my mind is, right? I knew as he thinketh. Remember now, it didn't say as he thought. As he thinketh. That means a continual process. What if I continue to think, that's what I'll be. As I thinketh. As I'm thinking, that's what I got. Because you had a good thought before. Have you had a good thought, but the good things didn't happen? Yeah. Huh? Because you wasn't thinking. You didn't continue thinking. Right? You let that thought go somewhere else. Somebody stole your thought. But I realized that you neither, but I'm just talking for myself because I can't do nothing to your mind but talk to you about your mind. But I know I cannot afford anything else in my mind. Come on now. If it ain't according, I'm blind because I'm not looking at things that's giving me vision. If it's not giving me vision or promoting vision or promoting progress, then why do I look at it? Why is this in my eyesight? So I can't afford to let anything in my mind anymore that's going in another direction because now I become double. And then what happens next? Unstable in what? It don't say you double-minded, too. Double-minded, right? The moment that you become double-minded is the moment you become unstable in all your ways. You don't become unstable in the things you're double-minded about. All stability goes off. Y'all see how strong this is. Hold on. See, we can't play no games. See, God is very absolute. He's absolute about things. He don't say, give me a little bit of your heart. All of it. I want it all. The fullness. I want everything. I want it all. He don't never ask for a percentage because he know a percentage can't get it done. Jesus ain't give a percentage of his life. Jesus ain't shed a percentage of his blood. I gave 50 for 50. No. He gave it all. So the moment, I said this something last time, the moment that you become double-minded is the moment that all stability goes off. Everything go crazy. You ever had a moment in life where it seemed like everything was going bad? Yeah, it's double-mindedness somewhere. But the moment that you bring it to that one mind, let this mind, the moment, it's not a build-up, the moment that you bring it to that mind, stability begins to take place in everything. You get it? But y'all see how serious it is? Oh, no. Do you see how serious it is? Yeah. Like, turn that stuff off. Stop. Turn it off. Is this vision? I'm not talking about nothing like explicit. I'm just talking about some stuff that just don't make no sense. Like, some stuff ain't got no place in nothing. And it might seem like it's okay, but it ain't building what it's doing. If it ain't building, it's tearing down or it's weighing down. If it ain't adding, what it's doing? Come on, man. Stop telling God more. I want more. Stop saying you want more. You keep watching less. You keep listening to less. You keep talking less. You know you hear yourself better than you hear anybody else? What you been saying? You been talking less because you heard less. Shut up. Change your confession. Change your words. Walk around like a mute for a little while. If you can't say nothing good, what they say? Close your mouth. Until you can get some right things coming out. If every time you start talking, you start saying something reckless, or you start saying something that's against the vision, just stop. Don't say nothing. Until you can figure out how to bridle that tongue. And God forbid you let somebody else put some foolishness in you. Remember the soul sowed the word? Remember the word was sowed? And as soon as you became unconscious, you went to sleep, the enemy come in and sowed them. But it's because you were asleep. Huh? Stop sleeping with the enemy. Some of these conversations you go to sleep in, because they kinfolk. all because they go to church with you. That's even another thing. Might be in middle school. Like, come on, that's another. You got to check me. Check me. You see me, and I say something to you, and it's unbelief. It's down unbelief. I tell you, well, you can't do that, but you know the Lord told you I can have all these things. Hey. I'll just you don't want to check me, you want to be respectful. Okay, I'll be respectful. Just go ahead and back on out the room. You get it?
Yes,
no unbelief. None. Can you get there?
Yeah.
Whew, breathe in. It's work, but you can do it.
Yeah.
Just focus on it. Everybody say focus.
Focus.
Focus on it. You can do it.